hour number two of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you? Friday night into Saturday morning here as we go from August 31st into July or into September 1st. Wow. Man, we are moving just 11 days away from September 11th, 2007, the sixth anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, whatever attack happened there. And we're talking with Nick Shelton, the author of the book called The American Truth. His website is amtruth.com. We've been talking about the World Trade Centers here. And, Nick, the thing that I find interesting that a lot of people don't know is that the World Trade Centers, both 1 and 2, were really asbestos nightmares. And to get rid of all that asbestos would have been an astronomical charge to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they had actually had estimates of to have that done, how much it would cost, and one estimate was over $1 billion, because I mean this stuff was sprayed on the just inside the lining, and so they would pretty much had gone all throughout the inside interior of the building and gone through walls to take this out, and imagine. Larry Silverstein, I mean, he obviously wouldn't want to put the bill for that a billion dollar bill to take out all that asbestos.
Yeah, and there had been talk by the city previously and the Port Authority there to take the building down floor by floor, and the charge to do that was totally astronomical.
Oh yeah, because they couldn't do a controlled demolition the way it was situated in Manhattan. Manhattan is such densely populated, you'd have to tear it down floor by floor. They would have to build a ramp going all the way up to the very top, and it was in the $15 billion just to take down the place. So you could either take it down for $15 billion, or you can have terrorists take it down and earn you $5 billion. So kind of $20 billion difference there.
Oh yeah, definitely $20 billion swing, and of course World Trade Center 7 is already back up, and I guess they're going to build one big tower to replace the other two. And from what I understand, building's going on there now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But, this Deutsche Bank fire that was a building that was located right by the Trade Centers, where they were actually taking this building down floor by floor. But the interesting thing is here's this fire that's burning right close by where these towers came down. But yet the building didn't collapse. Didn't you find that weird?
Yeah, and the way it, when it was completely, all the fires disintegrated, you had these columns sticking up, which you would expect. All the engineers that have researched into all around the Ground Zero said, that's what you expect for Twin Towers. I mean, you wouldn't have, the airplanes wouldn't have caused, massive collapse or even fires. There would at least be these concrete or these pillars that were holding up the building would still stand, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, and the amount of dust and debris that basically was turned to dust, file cabinets and people and things. You would expect, I think somebody had said that the height of the debris pile, had that been a pancake collapse like the government suggests, would be like a third of the height of the building. But yet the actual size of the pile was only a couple stories high.
Mm-hmm. The way everything was completely obliterated. I mean, there was no signs of computers or any telephones or desks or anything. You at least think you had found some, just parts and all. But it was just completely obliterated to dust.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk more about this on the other side here. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You're listening to The Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
1, 2, 3, 4. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Chelton, the author of the book, The American Truth. His website is amtruth.com. If you'd like to go pick up a copy of this book, it'll also help him to write another one. This is an excellent book. Reads really fast. We were really surprised how fast you can finish this book. Dan in Texas, welcome to the program. You're on with me and Nick Chelton. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, hi, Nick Chelton. I was wondering, is there anything about Bush being a buddy of Hitler? Have you heard that kind of stuff? Bush knowing Hitler?
Yeah, you want to take this, Nick?
Well, I mean, I know that the Bush family, going back to Prescott Bush, I mean, that him and Avril Harriman, they obviously were funding them with their banking that they had going back to the 40s, but I hadn't heard of Bush in particular either knowing Hitler or corresponding with him.
But he was connected with him financially? Is that what the deal was?
Mm-hmm. They were basically funding them. They weren't doing anything too. They weren't. It doesn't even say that they were supporting the Nazis, but they were funding them, and they kind of get across as they're just looking out for a financial opportunity to make money. But you can't really. That's just speculation. We don't know if they were in support of them or if they were not. But we know that they were supporting them, and that bank was eventually shut down by the U.S. government because. It was involving the Nazis in wartime.
Did you think about Gore being connected with Stalin?
I've never heard anything about that. That would be an interesting thing. But an interesting aside here is that Avril Harriman, who was Prescott Bush's boss at the Union Bank, for a time was actually pretty much running the Soviet Union during World War II, because Stalin had freaked out, and he had gone over there, and this is according to Eustace Mullins, who I'd interviewed a few months ago, that was talking about the fact that Harriman was over there. But the Union Bank and a couple of other corporations that had been set up by the bank, by Bush and Harriman, were pretty much instrumental in basically reigniting and restarting the import-export business for Germany, and were huge in it. And matter of fact, they were doing it until after the start of World War II. And what I find interesting in all of it is when they went in and shut Union Bank down, they basically gave Prescott Bush like a $20,000 fine, and allowed him to keep his keep stock the profits out of the bank. And so he left out of the bank with like $1.5 million, which in that day was big money. And here you are in a few years later, he's sitting as a U.S. senator from the state of Connecticut. I mean, this is a guy that should have really been in jail.
Yeah, for sure. Well, does any connection with Armin Hammer anywhere in the Bush gang? Armin Hammer, you know, the Russian Stalin's buddy, Armin Hammer?
I've not done any research into that. How about you, Nick?
I haven't gotten into that. So I might have to look more into that. That'd probably be another interesting fact I can throw in.
Because, I mean, Armin Hammer, he had a lot of oil here in Texas. So Dodson Oil Company, which he still is in Dallas, I think, headquarters, they had a lot of oil in Texas, so did Bush. Have all in Texas. I just wondered if anybody found any. Have you ever heard the story about Hitler and Churchill spending the same night in a hotel before World War II started, in the hotel in Europe, in the same hotel?
No, I hadn't heard that either. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. They couldn't prove they actually met in a conversation. They proved that they just spent the same night in a hotel. As big as Europe is, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would, you know, I'm sure that's probably possible. You know, you get the little corporal. He was running all over the place and he got a lot of business financing. If you'll go back and look here in the United States, there was an active Nazi party before World War II.
Yes, sir. A lot of Americans were in prison, just like the Japanese were, for being part of the Boone Party. You're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. I mean, they had huge summer meetings and camps for kids.
It was bigger than the Democratic Republican Party, according to history.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they filled up Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
I mean, it was absolutely huge, yeah.
But have you heard that some Americans were interned, just like Japanese were interned, because they were part of the Boone Party? You heard that?
Yeah, I'd heard that as well, yeah.
Holy moly. Okay, well, great show, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you know, that's the amazing thing, Nick. I mean, you can set... It's like, have you seen the movie Who Killed John O'Neill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that movie right there.
Kind of a one-man show there.
Yeah, yeah, and the guys who made that movie, I mean, you start down this 9/11 rabbit hole, and if you keep digging, you really start finding a lot of interesting information, and the dots really all start coming together.
Mm, yeah, I think they did that beautifully with the visually. They kind of start connecting the dots, you know, by the end of the film, you know, that has all these things connected. It's up there on the wall, so it's amazing where you can go with this.
Yeah, because it just shows, you know, a lot of people think that 9/11 is where this started, but I think, you know, through movies like that and through your book, I think it shows, you know, in vivid detail that 9/11 is just a symptom of a much larger problem that we face.
Mm. I mean, yeah. This can go back for centuries that we're going to do. And if you get into these secret societies, how you can actually trace them back all the way to, you know, these ancient mystery schools from Babylon and Egypt.
Yeah. Yeah, and the conditioning and the propaganda that we've been exposed to over the decades and even the centuries, and how we've been conditioned to act is all part and parcel of that. And I guess that's part of the reason why so many people, when you even bring the subject up, are just so averse to it, especially with the fact, you know, in our country now, Nick, the culture is here that the government is always good because, hey, back there's Social Security, back during Depression there was work programs and that type of thing. So how, you know, if a government hates you that bad, how are they going to fund you? You know, why would they fund you during your retirement?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, and it's hard changing that mindset, but again, that's all, something that we've been conditioned over the last few generations, that government is good, and where before the Great Depression, people wanted absolutely nothing to do with government. You stay away from me, and I'll stay away from you, and we'll all be happy.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to what this country is founding on, I mean, that's what it, our principles were.
Yeah, you know, you just stick to your own knitting, and everybody will be fine, and as long as you're not hurting anybody, you're in definite good shape. What do you think happened at the Pentagon, Nick, on
9/11? You know, in my book I talk about, you know, that there is a lot of questioning of whether a plane actually did hit. And I know this is kind of a issue in 9/11, the 9/11 truth community, that a lot of people were kind of split the way. But I definitely think there is something more to there. There's a good possibility that a plane didn't hit there. And until they show us videos, I mean, I'm going to kind of lean towards that way, because, I mean, the way the Pentagon, there's so many, not only exterior the way they have, but the Pentagon, you know, that's the most surveillance building in the world, the way they
right.
have it. And so they could easily just show us a plane coming in from either the exterior or interior, that a plane barreling through the Pentagon. And then the way that you can go back to how the FBI was within hours after the plane hit, went to the gas station and the hotel and then the that other location by the highway and took those surveillance tapes and have never released those. I mean, I just find that really odd. I mean, I know after eyewitness of the attacks, you know, I was completely dumbfounded. I wouldn't have never thought of, you know, going to every location to scout out where surveillance would be. I mean, that kind of shows beforehand that they would at least know where all the surveillance to where that location would be. So, I mean, that's, I think, a glaring bit of information that needs to be examined more.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're right. They have all these security cameras. Why not just release all of them and let the chips fall where they may? And if a plane did hit the side of the Pentagon, okay, well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, away you go. I mean, it still doesn't change our stance that that's an inside job. I mean, it just puts an end to actually what happened there. You know, and I find it interesting because even with the flight data recorder information that's been released, that Pilots for 9/11 Truth has worked with, what the government says was the flight path and the impact point for Flight 77 at the Pentagon. When you look at the flight data recorder information, it's way off.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other guys with the Citizens Investigation Team did a movie called The Pentagon, and they've got eyewitnesses that say that that Flight 77 was on the other side of the Citgo, which would put it more on a head-on path with the Pentagon as opposed to an angled path like what the federal government says happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you make of that. I mean, there's also eyewitness testimony that says, you know, the complete opposite, but considering how they're Pentagon employees, I mean, the government could have easily influenced them as much as they could have influenced the media in reporting these things. And so, I mean, it's so hard to not that. And also what I bring about the pilot of the plane, how he was able to orchestrate it and get it there. I think that's another, able to hit the strike area and not, come across, hit the Pentagon lawn and strike it in the fashion that he did. So,
yeah, this is a guy who couldn't even get a Cessna off the ground, but yet he could navigate and fly a 757 at 500 miles an hour into the side of a building. That's
yeah. Not only that, a lot of people say that, you know, I'll bring this up and they'll read the book and they said, well, no, all he had to do was punch in coordinates to the Pentagon. He could look at the longitude and latitude, but it wasn't quite that simple. I mean, the maneuver he did just
right.
to turn around the plane that most pilots admit that even the most advanced Air Force pilot probably couldn't have moved that move, which he did, and then had it go down to that path, and then also to maneuver the aircraft. Most people don't realize that, you know, the engines hang about 6 feet below the wings.
Back in just a minute here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Calls are starting to line up for Nick Shelton here at his book, The American Truth, and his website is amtruth.com. So if you want to get in to talk to Nick, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Bill in Idaho, you're on the Midnight Rider. How are you this evening? Hello, Bill in Idaho. I think he put the phone down a second. Let's put him on hold. Are you there, Bill? Yeah, let's put him on hold and let's go to Dylan in Texas. Dylan in Texas, are you there?
Great show tonight. Really, really Thanks. Pertinent topic. Right on time. Right on time.
Good.
I'm sorry. What's the guest's name?
His name is Nick Shelton.
Nick Shelton. And what? Uh-huh. You've got a novel out about 9/11 or what?
Yeah, it's called The American Truth. I'll do it yet. It's mainly revolving around 9/11 and a journalist that works at the Pentagon, his story to try to uncover the facts behind it. And so, and I go into some other issues like we've talked about, kind of secret societies and other things that I felt like the American public just didn't know about, that they would be kind of shocked if they would really look into this.
You know, the truth is a lot of something in a novel form will appeal to a lot of people. A lot of people just can't handle dry facts.
and Nick does a great job, quite honestly, Dylan, of weaving the facts in this novel format. And there's tons of good information in there. And the novel moves, and it clicks, and I mean, you just boom, 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 boom. And you're literally just turning page after page after page. You don't want to put it down.
You know, that sounds like a really good birthday present or Christmas present or whatever people like to celebrate, you know, present of any type. I would just like to chime in a few dry facts. As soon as y'all started talking about Pentagon, I'd just like to chime in. I used to work on F-4 Phantoms. They're two-seater fighter jets in the Air Reserve here, and I spent enough time just as a regular, you know, just as a regular person watching them fly around Central Texas back when Bergstrom Air Force Base was Bergstrom Air Force Base before it was Austin Bergstrom International Airport.
Right.
There was a lot more F-4 Phantoms flying around the hill country here around Austin and stuff. But, and then I, you know, when I was, you know, about 20, I got to, you know, work on them. And, first of all, any lumbering jet coming so close to the ground at 400 miles an hour, there's no way a big old lumbering jet like that's going to be able to fly straight, hardly get close. They'd have to dive at the Pentagon at 400 miles an hour. There's no way they could zoom 20 feet, 15 feet off the ground. If they did go over a freeway at that speed, the wind vortex sheets coming off the wings, the jets, the afterburners of the jets, would create tornadoes behind the plane, and all the cars and trucks would be flung off like little Hot Wheels. And any eyewitnesses at the Pentagon saying that they looked up and saw a jet, well, they might have looked up and saw a jet 1,000 feet in the sky.
Right. Right, and you would also think, too, that, you know, as if the plane's let low, flying about a foot off the ground, that anything loose on the ground there, I mean, a piece of paper, anything's going to be sucked up right into the engine.
Well, also, see, all airplanes, every part has a part number.
Right.
And there is a science that, just like, you know, people who study how fires started, there's a science, people study plane crashes. And every part on an airplane has a number and has a, and in, I don't know about civilian, but in military aviation, all the parts have a history, and major components have their own log. The engine has its own log book. The plane has its log book. Everything's logged down. You don't do nothing without filling out paperwork. And, in a normally at a crash site, first of all, there's no photograph. We have no photographic evidence of a crash site of a big plane.
Right.
There just was not anything there representing the tons of debris from a large plane. You definitely would have a tail section, whether totally intact or not. You would have the bulk of a tail section. You would have some bulk of some engines. Possibly some landing gear, and it would be in the lawn. Most of it would
right.
be in the lawn, and it just wasn't there. There was debris, but not from a large plane. And
now, Nick, let's get a thought in here. What are your thoughts about what he's had to say?
Yeah, I mean, I find it so astonishing that how, you know, these people that do have experience with airplane parts. You know, my uncle, he works at Northrop Grumman, and you know, he was saying the same thing, how every part has a serial number or something, and how there's no parts to come out from there. And what I find so astonishing is, well, there's no airplane parts, but the 63 of the 64 passengers on that plane were identified by DNA testing, which, I mean, DNA are molecules in there. I mean, they're delicate structures, but so they're finding DNA materials. How are they not able to find these aircraft engines made out near indestructible materials and all that? I mean, I find this completely amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you for the call. All right, back in just a minute. Bill in Idaho and George in New York, you're up next when we come back here on the other side. This is The Midnight Rider. We're talking with Nick Shelton, the author of the book The American Truth. Back in a minute, our number 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. If you want to join the conversation tonight, we're talking with Nick Shelton. He's the author of a brand new book called The American Truth. And his website is amtruth.com. And this is a good book. And Dylan in Texas was right, Nick. This would make a superb gift for somebody. You know, nice, quick, easy read for him, and it's inexpensive.
And I hope people will give them away kind of September 11th, just because if I know of people that know me kind of know that I'm interested in this kind of thing, and it's kind of hard. A lot of people don't want to listen to me because they have just interpretations of conspiracy theory or whatever, but it's easy just to hand them off a book, and then they can just sit down and read it at their own time. And I think they can, and it's not like they're intimidated by it because it's kind of a short book, and you, like you said, you once you sit down, you usually start reading, and you can get your way through it pretty quick.
Yeah. Bill in Idaho, you're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome to the program, sir.
Excellent, as usual. Thank you, Mr. Chambers. Thank you. I very much appreciate you having this gentleman on. It's encouraging, very encouraging. For the caller that called in before, www.proliberty.com/observer/2007.0405.htm. That's the citation for Idaho Observer Daniloff, the Deathbed Confessions of Skorzeny. That's only one of many, many, many other sources. But for your guest, I was wondering, much like you, there are a number of researchers like myself that are absolutely convinced that this whole entire travesty of treason has been riddled by the use of techniques developed by and or refined through such groups as the Haganah, which ultimately became the Mossad. But in your research, have you had a chance to review Orshensky by way of deception any more than Peter Lance, www.peterlance.com?
I haven't come across that.
Yeah, if you get a chance, possibly you would review Dot Connector notebook material. It's on the net. And much like in the discussion of the whitewash of the 9/11 commission and how very well the U.S. attorneys in concert with the FBI and the CIA managed to keep all the relevant dots out of the picture, if you would create a cellular automated type of analysis picture of that particular area that you were involved in, you might find that it plugs in extremely neatly and gives higher level of credibility and proof only by virtue of the fact that other open as well as closed source technical researchers, Dave Emery in particular, are riddled with your dots and redundancies. A number of your points, and I want to thank you again so very much for being involved in attracting young people into this massive murder. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the
advice.
Call.
I'll definitely have to look into that. So I'm always looking for more research, and like we've been talking about, there's so many ways you can connect these dots, and I think the more you connect them, I mean, the more interesting it is. It's like putting together a jigsaw puzzle in a way that once you start, I mean, it's almost addicting. You just want to get it all pieced together, and it's amazing that you end up seeing this huge puzzle that has so many connecting parts.
Yeah, indeed. It's one dot connecting the next to the next to the next to the next. As I was, like I was saying earlier, you start down this rabbit hole, and if you keep going, just the amount of information you're going to find and how the same names, literally, Nick, just keep popping up. Over and over, year after year, it's the same names that pop up in everything that happens.
And it's astonishing that, and how everything traces back to you know, one source or one this one entity.
Right. Yeah, George in New York, you're on the program. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Nick. I want to get a few observations. You know, I'm a driver in New York since 1961. Okay, now this thing with this 911, I sort of have a fixed opinion in my mind because I've thought about it. And for a while there, it was like 90% robotic planes, 10% holograms, or vice versa, 10% robotic planes and 90% holograms. And I drove a lot of people who were there, some in the buildings. A lot of them were really whacked out, you know, from what happened.
Right.
But finally, I drove a woman one night for an hour, and we were grooving on the ride, and she wanted to say something, but then I picked her up again, and we were on the ride, and she finally said to me, you know, I wanted to tell you last time because I know you're going to give me my answer. And she goes to me, I was there. I worked next door. I don't want to say what she did to make it a little harder to track her, but she's highly trained in detail, huh? And she's in her 40s, a mother, and a $1 million house, etc. Okay, but she's very sensible, and she said to me, you know, I went up because the first plane that hit, they said that and all this, and I was right there, and I heard the explosion with the so-called second plane, and I looked up, I saw the hole, and I saw the smoke, the fire, but I did not hear a jet. And then it all came together. I said, the reason you didn't hear it because there was no jet. It all.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I've looked at a lot of that regarding planes, no planes kind of thing. My question to people is you know, with holograms, how are you going to pull that off? I mean, that's where people.
Well, they're quite
sophisticated.
If you talk to people who are knowledgeable, and they've had this technology, and their technology is way ahead of ours, and. If you look at the picture to see when my mind before this, I kept looking at that picture, the plane going in and coming out, you know, loop to loop. The plane doesn't break apart when it goes in. I mean, no. And then all the images that they had. See, I had these four things. I say it was controlled demolitions. It was two holograms. Three, edited TV feeds. It was pre-programmed. They had it made up already. And four, the mind control, which they're really big into. I mean, if they could mind control 100,000 people in a snap in New York to think they heard a jet, but they
here's the problem with it, George. You can't prove any of it. There's the problem.
Well, some
I mean,
people,
I've talked with a number of these no plane people.
Well,
you can't prove it because just like you said that you had the lady in the car who says that she didn't hear a jet. I've talked to a number of people who said they saw the jets.
Sure, you could come up with 100,000, but I've talked to quite a few people who were there, and I'm a driver since 61, and I do know people a bit.
Well, I understand
that. Most of them are whacked. They're only going with what they saw, you know. And then it came, I had my epiphany with her, and she just accepted it right away. She says, now I knew. She knew I would give her answer, because she lived with this for years. Anyway, getting back to why there's no planes, like that caller before, I mean, how could they pull this stunt and come in on those buildings the way they did? Number one, you know, 19 silly Arabs didn't do it. All due respect to Arab brothers and sisters, but they were quite silly, you know, with their box cutters and the go-go bars the night before, et cetera,
right.
Et cetera.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, so now you go to robotic planes. But listen, if they goofed, how could they have these images that they wanted with the mind control that they kept giving on the TV live? It wasn't live. It was the WAG, the World Trade Center soap opera, which continues really to today.
And we made explosions in the shape of a plane, and all that. I mean, George, I mean, none of it's provable. And I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling. It's literal nonsense. You're gonna go to the American people and tell them, hey, everything you saw on television that you've seen over and over and over, I can't prove it. I can't tell you why it happened, but by golly, it happened. They tricked you with video. You can't prove that. And I got to tell you, the theory is asinine. I've debated these no planes people. Everything that they throw at you is easily debunked. And just because one person said they didn't hear a plane, when there are hundreds of witnesses who've seen the planes, they're amateur photographers. Oh, I forgot, they're all whacked and they're part of the conspiracy themselves. I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over. Nick, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. I mean, I looked into it, and I gave them a chance that maybe there was something like that. But, I mean, you can't prove anything scientifically of that nature. And then, plus, I mean, it just sounds something like the, you know, if they characterize who the 9/11 truth is, tenfold conspiracy hoax. That just kind of sounds like something that would be associated with that kind of thing, of the crazy conspiracy theory. And so, I mean, unless there is some kind of scientific evidence that actually proves this, but, I mean, like you said, there's so many things that you can be easily debunked, and you can't really prove anything by this.
Well, I've talked to these people. They have no concept whatsoever of how television is done, how TV is produced, none of it, and the investigations that they do are based on grainy VHS videos that were uploaded to YouTube. I mean, you're going to do your investigation based on that, and then you've got one group over here that says there were pods, based, again, off the same freaking grainy video, and then you go to the websites of some of these people that claim that no planes existed, and what do they say it is? Nazi UFOs. I mean, now, come on. I mean, they're just, you know, it's literal craziness. I like that. It sets me off, It makes me just madder than hell, because in the end, most of that is government disinformation crap. Just like some you addressed it in your book there as well, that there's a lot of these people that are working for the government that are out there putting these theories forward.
And I point to a tactic called poison of the well, which
right.
is well documented that the government's used this in anti-war campaigns about. They'll actually go in and mask as regular citizens, and they'll actually agree with them a lot of things. And as we're talking about 9/11 truth, they'll agree with the 9/11 truth issue, but then they'll also be pointing, talk about some extreme belief, as it is, and it try to completely discredit everything else. So even though they do, put forward some good ideas, but they also put forward bad ideas that we eventually cancel out, and the public just sees them as a crazy conspiracy theorist and discredits everything they say.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, and that's what it does, and there's a whole movement of these people. There's websites popping up, but I'm literally, somebody said, well, go to my website. I have this information. I go to their website, and right there on their website, they say it was a Nazi UFO. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
A Nazi UFO. I guess we've had it in mothballs now for 50 years. We decided to bring it on out for just this special day. And you're right. It is poisoning the well, and it makes normal people who come to look at us, God, these are a bunch of idiots. I'm not dealing with this, and they go right on back to sleep.
Mm.
And it's a sad thing, and it just literally lights me on fire. Your book, The American Truth. I got to tell you, Nick, I really, really did enjoy reading this.
I appreciate it.
And had a blast. I mean, it just moves so fast. And I think you're to be commended on the work that you're doing, dude. I think it needs to be a movie. I mean, I really do.
Yeah, that'd be a dream of mine to see that. But another thing I do like about it, it opens up conversations, because it's already, you can't really just go into, like a lot of times if I'm trying to convince people 9/11 truth, it almost comes to the cost if I'm preaching or something. But then if I just want to talk about the book, I can sit down and somebody's read it, so what do you think about that character? What do you think his reaction to that? Is there any credence to that? And so it kind of opens up conversation, so you can kind of lead into it. And so I kind of enjoyed that aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just found it just incredibly straightforward, clear, easy to read, and the conversation goes back and forth easy, and there's enough action to keep you interested, and you're just moving back and forth, and enough twists and plot changes it's almost like a little thriller. Like I said, this would be a great Harrison Ford movie, kind of like all of his little Clear and Present Danger and movies like that, where they're just one twist right after the other. That just keep you right there on the edge of the seat.
Well, I'll work on getting word out, and hopefully we can eventually get this made one day. Hopefully we can get 9/11 truth such a big issue that this would look appealing to Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they can get your book on the at your website, amtruth.com, and they click on the purchase link, and plus they I can also read a good portion of the book right there.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent. Nick, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Oh, it's been a joy having you here. I'm really enjoying the show, and so I've been listening to it live. I'm researching a lot late into the night, so I'm listening to you live over there, and so I really appreciate the professional job you're doing of getting the show out there. And
So you're thinking of another book, though? Are you working on another book now, or?
I'm thinking about it. I wanted to do a sequel in Manhattan Start. I've kind of just had ideas running back and forth, but yeah, I'd like to kind of continue where this one, I won't give away the ending, but it does kind of end with something that I can pick up on, and I'd like to get more into like maybe the secret society aspects and like the Federal Reserve, like we talked about earlier, and so getting deeper into some of these issues that I did in the first book.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I think you can do a whole series of these and really have a big impact in what people. And how people come to see this and how it wakes people up. I think that's just this is a super method of doing it. And I think you really pulled it off with this. And I appreciate you being on.
Appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Nick. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. Yeah. I look forward to having Nick back when he has another book. That'll be really awesome. I want to take the last few minutes here to talk about this no plane thing. you know, people, this guy's hanging out in the chat room. He said I need to start to study and stop pontificating. Well, in fact, I have studied. And I have looked at the information. And this no plane theory doesn't hold any water. And people like the caller call up and saying that this is it, and anybody else who doesn't believe it is nuts, is whacked. And even with the space beam crap, I called into Fetzer's show when he was still here on RBN and talked to him and Judy Wood. And basically their response to anything that I came up with was that it was all part of the conspiracy. I mean, that's stupid. It's crazy. You're not going to get the word out to people. You're not going to wake people up. The more outlandish the theories get, you're going to tell 300 million Americans that what they saw that day on television isn't true. Yeah, right. Now, I mean, we get into reasons why the Nade brothers were at a certain place at a certain time and able to get the north plane going into the North Tower. That's one thing. But all these people that would set up their little amateur cameras and decided to get video of it, they're all in it too, right? Yeah. All right, more on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I'm going. I'm gonna find my baby.
back here on the Midnight Rider. You know, this thing with the alternative theories, and, you know, look, I think it's great that people research and people try to find as much information as they possibly can. But one of my problems that I see here in things that bothers me is that if we're going to attract people in the so-called mainstream, these theories throw a monkey wrench in it. They're not well researched. They're not well thought out. The people that come up with these theories usually have no experience whatsoever in what they're talking about. You know, and you know, even Stephen Jones could be wrong about the Thermate, and I understand that. But what I see as the most important things is those buildings did come down, and they didn't come down because of jet fuel fires. That's a given. And, you know, those things have to be explained. And perhaps one day they will be. And one day they will be, you know, they're going to need to explain why they did it. But the only way that's going to happen, there's not going to be any new investigations regarding 9/11. And if there are, they're going to be just like the Kennedy investigations. Well, we had three of those. They turned out exactly the same way as it was Lee Harvey Oswald, when all the evidence points to there being multiple shooters. I mean, it's a given. But you still come up with the same exact results. And the reason being is that you have the same people in place in the system. I mean, my gosh, one of the counsel on the Warren Commission, Arlen Specter, is still around. He's still in the Senate. You've got the same system in place, yet we keep beating our heads up against the wall, saying that, well, we need to talk to Congress, we need to do this, we need to do that, when these people are the very problem that we need to get rid of. Folks, stop thinking that your congressman is the greatest guy in the world and you keep reelecting him. There's 536 people in Washington, 537, that need to go home. Because they're not listening. They're not doing what we've asked them to do. We sent Congress back at the midterm election and told them to get us out of Iraq. We're surging in Iraq. And now we're talking about attacking Iran. And what does our Congress do when they, with a mandate from the people to get us out? They're going to give them an extra $50 billion to keep on going. I mean, that's absolutely ludicrous. And you have people coming to this information, and because they realize that things aren't as they seem. And if we're going to present them with space beams and we're going to present them with holograms, they're going to laugh. And they're going to go right back to sleep. And then, of course, all these people will go, well, did we go to the moon or not? Hey! I personally think we went to the moon. Well, how could you basically get through the end with the radiation with tinfoil? Folks, they're talking about sending people to Mars and using essentially trash bags as insulation against radiation. Folks, to sit and try to tell people right up front that everything that they've seen is not what they've seen, we're not going to win friends and influence others. It's about taking our country back. It's about restoring freedom. I'm out of here. You guys have a great night. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Have a great weekend, everybody.